This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
98.9 FM, Murray Country. Now it is time for your daily COVID update with Dr. Jonathan Leach.
Dr. J.
Dr. J.
Good morning.
Yeah.
How
that's
are
rap,
you?
That's his rap name.
Well,
so.
I'm well. Thank you.
You're now a doctor slash rapper.
Yeah.
Doctor by day, rapper by night.
Ooh. Well, it could be the other way around.
Leads a double life.
Could be the other way around, couldn't it?
Anyway, we should probably let him do his job.
Yeah.
Tell us about COVID in Queensland. I know it was probably a better result than most people were probably expecting yesterday.
Yeah, it was good. No local cases. We did have five cases in hotel quarantine, but that's not really a big drama. I think if we didn't go into lockdown yesterday, probably just today, if we can get through today with no more local cases, I think we'll be looking pretty good for no lockdown. So, well done, Queensland, and feeling lucky again.
Just in time for the rugby league finals,
which is
great.
we do have to remember that the aged care facilities in Logan are in lockdown, and that happened over the weekend.
Also, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, it may have changed now, but we have a friend that went to visit her dad who was having surgery at the PA, and they were asking for proof of residence, and because she lives in Logan, she had to turn around and go back.
That goes for hospitals and disability residential services as well. So if you're from Logan, you're not allowed to go anywhere else in the state to visit those places.
Oh gosh!
Unless you're an essential worker.
Well, that's good to know now. For everyone who didn't know that. Very good.
Saves you getting there and getting turned around.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In terms of, I think today, this week's the fortnight of another lot of restrictions easing. Do you reckon they'll do that given this week?
I think given that we've already got pretty good restrictions, I'd probably wonder if they just hold tight at the point that we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and especially I think the main one is actually the face masks. And I think that'll probably just stick around. It's not too imposing at the moment. And I certainly think for the vulnerable facility, kind of hospitals and aged care and health centres and that kind of thing, they'll probably just keep that in place I think probably now at least till the end of the month, maybe even October as well.
Do the borders seem to be holding up all right in terms of not letting anyone over that's not an essential worker that's got COVID, etc.?
Look, I think the proof's in the pudding a bit with that. We haven't had really too many cases. I know they're having a bit of a look at the interstate truck drivers rules at the moment. I think there's something about not needing to be having had one vaccine, although the border resident and things do. So I think they're having a look at that and just some other tightening up some of the regulations around that movement. So I think that's probably one of the bigger risks is people who are legitimately allowed to come into Queensland, and we need them too, but just making sure that's as safe as possible. The other bit is I think that they may be wanting the Northern Shire sort of LGAs to come out of lockdown. There's sort of a big call for that, but I guess that doesn't necessarily change things too much for Queensland if we've still got the hard border.
Yeah,
very much so. New South Wales and Victoria look like they're going to see some pretty big cases today.
Was there modelling that came out about New South Wales to show their highest day they're supposed to get?
Yeah, there was. And I just want to correct what I said yesterday about the reproductive number. I was actually meaning Victoria has had up to kind of nearly two. New South Wales has probably steadied out. It's not growing too much. But, they're sort of predicting in the next fortnight, really, that they peak with their daily numbers, sort of up around the 2,000 mark. And then probably a week or two after that, their ICU hospitalisations will peak. And that's the bit I guess everyone's a little bit concerned about. And obviously it's more about how many people are really sick with COVID and need that intense care and whether the sort of hospitals can manage that. So they've got, that modelling that they released also sort of shows the plans for what they'll do in ICU, how they'll kind of cope with that surge.
Yeah.
This numbers are insane.
I would not want to be a nurse at the moment.
I honestly didn't think we were going to be here, Dr. Jonathan. We're all you know, New South Wales. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah. I think that it was the hard thing a few months ago, wasn't it? Kind of going, oh, really? You know, we've done so well for so long. We're pretty safe in Australia. But it's, I think this Delta variant has really changed the game to make it a lot harder to, you can go as hard as you want, but once the infections are out there, it is going to continue to spread.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Jonathan, and we look forward to talking to you here tomorrow.
All right. Have a great day.
See you, mate.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.